Our God is doing a new thing. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, our God said, "See, I am doing a new thing." The Lord always had new solutions. I was reading an article that talked about how our God always has a solution that is unthinkable. And I will share with you a few examples of that. When it comes to our problems, we usually only have two possibilities of either success or failure. We can do this or do that. But we should remember that God always has a new way or a new option that we cannot think or imagine. A new thing that he is going to do. When Lazarus fell ill, Mariam and her sister Martha had only two thoughts. Either Christ comes now to heal their brother, or Lazarus, their brother, is going to die and he will rise again to eternal life at the end of days when the resurrection occurred. But Christ came and presented a third option. He did a new thing they had never thought of. He brought their brother back to life 4 days after his death, even after his thanks. John 11. Here is another example. When the Lot's son returned and squandered his entire inheritance, he expected two possible reactions from his father. Either his father would expel him, or at best, he would accept him as a servant with a wage to pay off his debt. But he was surprised by the third option. His father restored him to his status as a son. He dressed him in the best robe and restored his dignity. No, his father represents our Heavenly Father. He accepts us with all our sins when we return to him repentant. Luke 15. We read of another example in John chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. When the disciples saw a man blind from birth, they considered two answers. They asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" But Jesus gave them a third answer, a new answer. "Neither this man or his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Then he restored his sight. When the time was late and the crowds starved, the disciples put two options before Christ. Either, Luke 9:12, send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging. Or, Luke 9:13, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd. Of course, this is impossible because the costs are very high. After being confused, Jesus Christ presented them with a third new solution and did a new thing they had never thought of. He fed the crowd from the 5 loaves and 2 fish until, as we read Luke 9:17, they all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. When the Israelites heard that the Pharaoh's army was pursuing them, they had only two possibilities or options. Either the Egyptians would kill them or enslave them in Egypt again. But God gave them a third option, which they had not imagined. He divided the Red Sea for them to cross safely. Exodus 15. Also, I would like to add another example. There was a great gathering of tens of thousands of people who were very enthusiastic about Jesus Christ. They shouted out powerful phrases such as, "Hosanna, Son of David, blessed he is who comes in the name of the Lord." The crowd thought that Christ will go to Herod's palace and strip the throne from him and establish himself as a king over Israel. Or they thought that Christ will go to the Antonine castle and expel the military ruler or governor and free Israel from the Romans, which would restore glory to Israel. Or they thought that Jesus would go to the high priest's palace and establish with him the kingdom of God on earth. But Jesus did something that they did not expect. He went to the temple and taught about the Lord's kingdom and healed the sick both spiritually and physically. He did this because he wanted to announce to everyone that this is the most important thing, to heal the sick spiritually and physically. He also did this to teach people about the kingdom of God in order to glorify his Father. Perhaps this is the most important thing that Jesus will do during this difficult circumstances in which we live, quarantine and other. Maybe we are thinking that the Lord will end the pandemic in a certain way, or he will heal our economy in a certain way, or even he will revive our churches in a certain way. But perhaps the most important thing that Jesus Christ is interested in right now is that he wants to heal those who need spiritual healing. He is inviting the church to enter into solitude with him, to meditate more on his word. He wants us to hear his voice more and to know his will more. He wants to invite the church to enter into their inner room and to pray in secret, so that the Heavenly Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward them. He is inviting the church to be guided and led by his Spirit more. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." So that the works of God might be displayed in the church, similar to the way that the works of God has displayed in the blind man. Perhaps we think that we live in the promised land and are contributing to the expansion of the kingdom of God. But Jesus Christ sees us as he saw the children of Israel before entering the promised land. Perhaps he sees that we are not ready to enter the promised land. We need 40 years in the wilderness to be ready to enter the promised land in order to contribute to the expansions of God's kingdom. Perhaps our Lord Jesus Christ allowed this current and conditions in order that we would get closer to him and enter his rest, so that we can contribute better to the expansions of the kingdom of God. Perhaps Jesus Christ saw that we had become too connected to this world and were influenced by its speed and noise more and more. So he allowed these conditions because he wants to separate us from this world. Perhaps he wants to make us calm down and remind us that he said that we do not belong to this world. end in quietness and trust is our strength. Isaiah 30:15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you will not have none of it. Perhaps our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to remind us of Deuteronomy 13:4. It is the Lord, our God, you must follow, and him you must revere, keep his commands and obey him, serve him and hold fast to him. Perhaps the Lord Jesus Christ allowed these circumstances because he wanted to make us remember our first love or where we fell. Perhaps he wanted to remind us that in him we live and move and have our being. And we are not to live and move and have our being in the world. Perhaps he wanted each of us who seeks him to cry out with Paul and say with Paul, it is not me who lives anymore, but the Christ who is in me is the one who lives. Billy Graham has said, the Lord is doing something new and great in our world. Habakkuk, in our language we say Habakkuk, asked the Lord, Lord, tell me what you are doing or what you will do. The Lord replied, no, I will not tell you, because if I told you, you will not believe. If the Lord tells us what he is doing or what he will do, we will not believe. Habakkuk 1:5. The Lord answered, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you will not believe, even if you were told. I would like to say to you, my sister and the brothers in Christ, our God is doing a new thing. Our thoughts are not like the thoughts of God, and our ways are not the same. Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Isaiah 55:9. King James Version. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It would not have occurred to us that the Lord had prepared for us redemption and salvation by Christ, his only begotten loved Son. While we are waiting for the Lord to do a new thing, we should not be worried or afraid, because the Lord is our refuge and our strength, as the scripture tells us, Psalm 46:1-2. God is our refuge and strength, and ever present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, and the mountains fell into the heart of the sea. No matter how confused we are, there will still be a solution that God will find for you from nothing. Just as he created the world from nothing. Do not confine yourself to only two options and forget that God always has a new choice, new option, that is not subject to human reason or the laws of nature, because he is God. Let us be assured at all times, because God always has a new or a third choice option that we didn't not think about, and he can help us escape from death. As we know from Psalm 68:20, our God is a God who saves. From the Sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Finally, let us also remember, my sisters and brothers, that the mercies and the compassions of the Lord are new every morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Another version, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Verses 23, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thanks be to our God. Amen.